Woodstock got shut down from being able to get there.
Right.
I was going, and I was called and told about the product. That was 2 days before.
Yeah.
So who knows what Woodstock would have been if people would have gotten there.
Yeah.
But I believe in a professor at Georgia Tech did a grid study in Overflow. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they could have gotten an accurate count at the second one because I couldn't afford to go. I wasn't intending to go, and I was selling birds at 14th and Peachtree. And after watching everybody come through, I called back to my house, and my girlfriend and friends said, let's just go down there and get in on the social event outside. We can hear the music over the fence.
A lot of people thought that.
We were back in the had friends that helped set up a free stage, so they pulled us way back there. And the crowds back there in the woods, it just seemed to go forever. That I thought none of these people have been counted. Some of them never been up towards the main stage.
I know. You're right. There never could be an accurate count. My story is I went up in a helicopter Saturday morning, and traffic was backed up all the way to the Varsity.
Wow.
And I don't know how far it was south, because there was no reference point. It's just as far as the eye could see. But Peter Connolly, who later became my partner, said he first encountered traffic at the Varsity. So how many people that equates to, I don't know. And we were already full. We were full at that point.